Excerpt number 33. What is do not add and do not take away in the work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator, that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator. Excerpt number 34. What is do not add and do not take away in the work? Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King, if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. Yes.
Number 35 from Rabash 3, Shema Yisrael. One has room for two opposite qualities. On one hand, he is regarded as complete, which is the right chesed, happy with his share. He can praise and thank the Creator for letting him into a place of Torah and good deeds. On the other hand, he can pray to the Creator for the remaining outside of the work of the Creator, because everything was built on the basis of self-love. At that time, the person is called complete, and otherwise he is not considered man, because if he sees his deficiencies, he will soon run from the quality of the right as well. But once he has seen his bad state, and yet reinforces himself above reason, that he has wholeness, and a sign of this is that he can thank the Creator for this, then he is called complete. This is right and left, and the bride between them. By having the quality of male and female, he can be rewarded with the quality of bride, meaning the real kingdom of heaven, the upper one, that from his lack.
Excerpt number 36 from Shamati, number 212, Embrace of the Right, Embrace of the Left. There is the embrace of the right and there is the embrace of the left, and both have to be eternal. This means that when one is in a state of right, one should think that there is no such discernment as left in the world. And also, when one is in the left, he should think that there is no such discernment as right in the world. Right means private providence. And left means guidance of reward and punishment. And although there is reason which says that there is no such thing as right and left together, he needs to work above reason, meaning that reason will not stop him. The most important is the above reason. This means that one's whole work is measured by his work above reason. And although he later comes into within, it is nothing, since his basis is the above reason. And so he always sucks from his root. However, if when he comes into within reason, he wants specifically to be fed within reason, at that time the light immediately leaves. And if he wants to extend, he must begin with above reason, as this is his whole root. And afterwards, he comes to the reason of Kedusha, holiness.
Contradicting in every moment.
Excerpt number 37. Rabash, Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it, at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. Then he takes upon himself, because he believes above reason, that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional